Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they're genuine, honest, and full of salami. What? Why would you say that? Oh, because the review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. In regards to the news, they're disingenuous, completely insincere, and full of baloney. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because instead of baloney, we offer kosher Christian meats, vegetables, fruits, and grains. That's why. And then also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Everything you need to know right here. I'm going to roll it down the alley right towards the pin so you can fully understand. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here's a classic. What is your most recent answer to prayer? Wait. And did you write it down? What is your most recent answer to prayer? And did you write it down? Did you make a note of it? If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now hold on, because when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like being first in line at an amusement park for the ride you've been waiting to go on.
That's always a great feeling.
That's nice. I'm first, not last. I have been last many times. Thank you. Just want to let you know you can also reach us by texting. Texting? What's that? Will you push the... Okay, never mind. Here's what you do. You can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Pretty good right there, I think. Did you like that one? I like that one. You can also send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D. There's a D at the beginning, a D at the end, a V in the middle, at hemustincrease.org. Not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Just hemustincrease.org. Also, we're going to send you up to the website, as we often do. A couple of things to tell you about the website. Number one, there are apps on the website. That's free for everybody to use. There's actually four different apps, two for Android, two for Apple. Additionally, there is information, there's videos, and there's audios, and there's encouragement. Plus, there's, stuff if you want to have like a brochure or a bumper sticker, a business card, anything like that. And in addition, without reservation, we also encourage you to partner with us in this ministry. As you know, we are moving it forward, and it's growing, but it's up to the Lord, and it's up to us to do it all together. Actually, it's just up to the Lord. If we can just do it in concert with the Lord, that would be fantastic. We encourage you to give. It's not something we want you to do to take away from your home base. So just understand where I'm coming from. Take care of home first. And if the Lord puts you in that position where you can bless and be a part of us financially, we love it. If you can't, don't stress. We don't care. We want you to pray. Pray for us. You can commit that part of your time to us. We'd appreciate it. Romans 12:13 says, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. You can do all that right there on the website. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Wow. That's just us bouncing around in the back here with all the tech stuff that's going on.
Something like that, Dave.
Yeah, I see lights flashing and so on and so forth. I'm kind of worried that there's a little disco ball that's going to drop down and, you know, you're just going to start hearing, you know, we are family or
possibility
something like that.
Of
all right,
that.
Here we go. All right. Please be praying for everybody that we've asked you to pray for. We'll go in prayer in a little while or in the next segment. Don't forget about Easton. I need you to keep praying for him. He did have a better night last night, so we do believe that prayer makes a difference, and we've seen that about 1,000 times on this show. So we've prayed probably about 4,000 times, and we've seen 1,000 times making a difference. So if you're praying and one out of four is happening, hello, pray more. That's your answer. That's the best way to go about it. Don't forget about Nola. Keep praying for her. We want her in prayer and most of our friends and people that need help. I'm also going to ask you to lift up Noah. Noah is my friend. He was my first producer slash board op that I ever was involved with. He's been recently married. He's going through a little bit of a tough time, not in the marriage, just in his profession, what he's trying to find he's supposed to do. So his name is Noah. Okay, and remember that because of the boat dude. So just think about that. Pray for Noah. We'd greatly appreciate that. It's important to me because he's important to me. Okay, there you go. Make it that simple. All right, we're going to go right into our text. We're not messing around. Are we messing around? We're not messing around.
No, sir.
All right, so if my levels are too high, what are you good? You got to just tell me to what? Speak lower?
I'll just turn them down. I'm just letting you know because I know you
okay.
like a little
Okay, now watch it. Because I can speak lower. Okay. Yeah, I didn't say we were brilliant. I just said we were. All right, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And, of course, we're at verse 6. Now, remember, and I've been telling you this. This has not been – I know you guys think this stuff's planned. It's like, I ain't that smart. So let's just stop, you know, thinking, oh, he's that smart. No, 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 no. What we're doing is we're talking about the Lord. In the last 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks of my life has really challenged me because I hate asking for money. I hate it. Don't just not. And the Lord's saying, yeah, but that's fine, and that's because you've had bad experiences, and then other people you've been connected to have had bad experiences, but that doesn't stop the kingdom principles. And so to me, there's no coincidence that as the Lord has brought me into a better maybe understanding or maybe to let go some of my bitterness about the whole thing, that there is an important part within the framework of Scripture. It just so happens we're in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 in this teach, which is what? All about giving. Hello. I didn't write the book. I'm just reading it, and we're just following the sequence from 2 Corinthians 1:1 to this point, right? Verse 6 in chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians. So we urge Titus to help complete the act of grace just as he had started it. Let me explain something to you and what that really means. There are times in your life where the Lord will bring you to a place and he wants you to start something. I just want you to understand that. He wants you to get it going. So you have in ministry people we call church planters. It's not necessary. It's not always all the time that a church planter remains the continual pastor. Sometimes their church planter goes in there, plants the church, then turns it over to somebody else. That person next then takes it to the next level. A person maybe behind them takes it to the next level, whatever the case may be. That does happen. There are many ministries that start and then are turned over to people. So for example, if you want the best example in the world, Jesus started the ministry, and then 3.5 years later, he turned it over to the disciples, to Peter, and to James, and to John, and several years after that, they turned it over to James, the Lord's brother. So it's like, yeah, that happens. That's what it is. That's a normal part of the process. But sometimes the Lord says, I want you to start it, and I want you to stay there. Sometimes you get involved and the Lord doesn't say, okay, just start it, then go. Sometimes he says, stick in there. So Titus, Paul is asking Titus to complete the act of grace that is happening at the church of Corinth. Titus helped get the ball rolling. And now Paul is asking him with the church to help him to have Titus complete it. So sometimes the Lord brings us to a place where we start something, and other times he asks us to also stick around and see it through. So in verse 6, when he says, we urge Titus to help complete your act of grace just as he had started it. So he got the ball rolling, but you know what, Titus? We need you to hang out. And so in your life, and no, this doesn't have to do with marriage. In your life, this has to do with ministry. This has to do with work. It has to do with the things of the kingdom of God. And the Lord brings you to things, and you might participate in something for a season. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also might participate something for a long season. And when we see long season, you know, a season in the scripture can go anywhere from a day to 430 years. So somewhere between a day and 430, just 430 years. My point in telling you this is when you get involved in something, because it becomes difficult, does not mean that means you should bail. Okay? That is not true. Okay, I'm not using pop psychology or, the stick-with-itness attitude. Hey, here's what you do. You do what the Lord sets before you, and you keep doing it until the Lord tells you to do something else. But because there's trouble, you don't quit. That's what I'm saying to you about this. So here, Titus, he's like going, dude, keep it going. You got it rolling. Keep the ball going. Don't quit. You know, when the disciples first took over in the early church, right at in chapter 3, 4, and 5, there was a lot of problems that took place. I mean, at one point they got jailed. They were threatened, right? They might have been thinking, boy, this is going rough. I got to quit this. This is bad. But that was not the answer, was it? And so sometimes when you got something and you're dealing with it and it's a little tough in the beginning, here's my definitive word on this. Until the Lord tells you to stop doing it, keep doing it. The best advice, unspoken advice, is what did the Lord tell you last? Has he told you to do something different from that point? Because if not, maybe you should still be doing it.
Dave, you just dropped the nugget right there.
That's it, right there. Is that a tough one? I had somebody actually say that to me. So, well, what's the last thing the Lord said to you? I said, well, it's this. And the person said, did the Lord tell you to do anything different? I'm like, no. And they said, okay.
Oh, that was for me, Dave. That was for me.
Uh-oh. Like, you just realize, man, I'd love to be a real Christian sometime. You know what I'm saying? Like that attitude. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBRIGHT 1240, the Christian station in San Diego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Destroying everyone and everything.
The David Spoon Experience.
You should see Gabriel because he's just running everything. He has to run to this thing, run to this thing. It's great to see it because I just love that the Lord's bringing him in this way. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, they are. So we're going to have them come forward, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Dr. Spoon. This is Deborah.
Deborah. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Anyway. All right. I hope you're getting a kick out of the show today. This is a fun one today. All right, you ready? All right, here you, this is a good one. Which of David's wives was described as very beautiful to look upon?
I believe it was Bathsheba.
That is correct. You are right.
Yay.
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. That's exactly what it says. Excellent job. By the way, how you doing, Deborah? How are things going for you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm doing a lot better, and, you know, things are going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I want everybody to keep praying for Deborah. Don't stop praying for the audience. One of the things I came up with today when I was praying is everybody should be praying that the Lord would just help one another. Help the people. Help the people, Lord.
Yes,
help the people.
I do pray that, and I do pray for the audience all the time. So
I love it, and I love that you do that, and I love that you call in. And like I said, you are the best guesser we have ever had. So excellent job.
You know, I always thought it was funny that David saw her bathing and her name was Bathsheba. I always thought that was funny.
That's so funny. I didn't even catch that. That's funny. He saw her bathing. Her name is Bathsheba. There you go. I'm using
all
that.
Right. Well, y'all have a good day. God bless.
Thanks. God bless.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
sound. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770 and KBright 1240, the Christian Station in beautiful San Diego. Welcome, welcome. Here we go. We're going to open this up with a trivia question. A what? A trivia. It's not a, it's like a terrific trivia. A trivia.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is that terrific trivia?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There. See that? All right. Who asked God in prayer to take the thorn in his flesh away from him? Who asked God in prayer to take the thorn of flesh away from him? Owie, owie, owie. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who asked to have the thorn in his flesh go bye-bye? In fact, he didn't ask once, he didn't ask twice, but he asked three times. And that's how many licks it takes to get the center of a Tootsie Pop. All right, in the meantime, oh, somebody's on the phone. Am I supposed to have fun? Okay. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our DNA. So, and I do want everybody to be praying, by the way, so that you can be aware. So we're, you know, making some adjustments because Monday we're going to be, you know, operating in a simulcast kind of process. We might be going about 30 seconds later than norm, maybe 45 seconds. If that happens, it happens. It's worth it. We'll do it. You guys can handle it. Besides, I can talk really fast to make up all those words in seconds. So
pretty
I'm not
much.
Worried. Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem. In the meantime, let's do our DNA because it is exceedingly important. It is the building blocks by which we live. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Now, how often is daily, friend?
Every day.
Every day. I had something going on today, and I'm like, burr. I'm just being honest. Burr. Then I spend time with the Lord, and like, okay, less. Burr, burr, burr.
That's how it is, Dave. That is exactly how it is.
It's what it is, and it's how it goes. So just every day that ends with Y, spend some time with the guy in the sky. That's D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I know people don't like that. People don't like that idea because everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be appreciated. I got it. But you know what? When you're said and done and you face the Lord, and you will face the Lord, being ashamed of what he had to say will not go well. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM. Other people matter. The whole principle that Jesus tried to teach us, remember the two summation commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus said in John 13, 34, and 35, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Not as you love yourself, as Jesus has loved us. So that serving, that loving, that commitment, it doesn't mean you accept everything that's sinful about a person, but it means you don't abandon people. It means you are committed to them, means you serve them, means you love on them. And part of love is telling the truth. You have a four-year-old, and that oven is hot. If you don't go, don't touch that, you're not loving them. Sorry, that's how it goes. So that is our DNA, okay? Trivia question one more time. Where's my trivia question? Here it is. Who asked God to take the thorn in his flesh away from him and asked three times? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Watch this next portion. You're going to go, uh-oh. See, that's me taking a big breath, a sigh right there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in love, we inspired you to see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Uh-oh. So I'm one of those people that listens to this stuff. I'm going to read this stuff, and I go, wait. And this is me. I mean, I'm really doing this when I'm reading. That's what I do with Lord. I'm like, wait. So I pick something up in this verse, and I want to know if you guys catch this. Paul saying that they excel in everything. They excel in faith and love are the two big ones. Faith, hope, and love. We know the greatest of these is faith, hope, and love, and love is the greatest of those, right? Nobody's missing that, right? Faith is important. Love is important. But look what he says. He goes, then he says that he needs them to excel in the grace of giving. And I'm just like, wait. And I have a hard time with this. So let's do the honesty thing. I'm like trying to fit this into my own brain because I give, but I'm trying to figure it out. Rarely do I equate giving at any near level to faith and love. Yet he's saying you got to excel in faith. You got to excel in speech and knowledge, earnestness, and in love. And you also need to excel in this grace of giving. Like what? So I'm just being honest. I have a hard time going, I elevate it there. I'm trying to elevate it some. I just, faith and love. The greatest of these is love. And it's like, I'm supposed to elevate this grace of giving. It's like, it's difficult. It's difficult to process in your brain. And it's like, look, I don't want you just giving to this ministry. And I mean it. I want you to give to other ministries. I really think the best giving is when you take care of home base and then you're open to the Lord moving upon you and directing you to give to other ministries throughout wherever, whatever the Lord's putting on your heart. Some people have a really strong ministry about people that are getting abortions. They want to like support something like preborn. Other people are really strongly committed about people getting fed and for the homeless. Other people know people that are suffering. I think it's normal, right, probable, important that when you're giving, you give to where the Lord directs you. Maybe you come across somebody in your life and you're thinking, man, that person could really use a little extra money right now. You could be that vessel. You could be that vehicle. It's like, well, they're not a recognized church. Yeah, I know, but being a recognized Christian doesn't mean you always give to a recognized, I'm going to get a tax deduction church. Sometimes it means that person needs it. I'm going to help them. That's what giving is. And so in that giving process, and I'm going to just teach it the way it is. It's like, look, you take care of home base, you take care of the house of God, and then you give, and you be sensitive to where you give, and the Lord will direct you. It's a whole new ministry. I mean, we've really been, it's challenging, but there's a blessing behind it, and we think it's pretty good. And I'm hoping you guys will come alongside of us, not just in supporting our ministry in what we're doing, but you got to pray for us, but just in this process of growing in this and developing. And then Paul says this. He just says as straight as can be. He says, just see that you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in love, and see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I'm not making a demand, but I'm testing the sincerity of your love in comparison to the earnestness of others. I think Paul wrote, the Holy Spirit wrote this verse for me. What do you mean? Well, he's not making a demand of people to give, and I don't think I can do that anymore in my existence. I don't demand anything from anybody as a partner. I simply ask for your participation. Paul's saying, hey, I'm not making a demand. I'm just making sure that what you verbally committed to stacks up to what you're doing. It's like, that's cool. So if you're like, hey, I'm going to support it, I'm going to give, then you support it and you give. I just like that because it's not a demand. It's like, hey, just be true to what you said. Okay. See, I can live in that world. It's the other worlds. Give and we'll anoint your Bible. I can't live there. Give and we'll get you a Cadillac. Can't live there. I ain't living there. All right. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, I bet you know who this is.
How are you, Deborah? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. Excited about where we're heading, but not real sure what it's going to do or be, but we'll do our best as we open it up into San Diego and see what happens. So how you doing? How are you been? You've been good, right?
Yes, I'm doing so good since I got blessed by the Lord, and I'm just blessed, and I'm doing good.
Praise the Lord. I'm so happy for you. I mean, I rejoice with you, just so you can know. I mean, I do. It's just,
I love it. And I pray for everybody. That I try to remember most people's names, and I try to pray for everybody, you know?
Well, it's a blessing that you're willing to commit to it. And I can't remember everybody's name, so don't feel bad. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who asked God to take the thorn in the flesh away from him?
Paul.
That is correct, Amundo! You're right. Three times. And three times the answer is ouch. No. Three answers, three no's. Because you know what? Sometimes God says no.
Yes, he does.
Excellent job, Deborah.
No to me several times.
I feel you right there. I feel that 100%.
Anyway, that's a good teaching today, by the way, and thank you. God bless you.
Bless you, too. You're wonderful. We love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBright 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been wrong.
The David Spoon Experience.
There is this pursuit in people to find happiness, and we've just been revving up and going through the one person who had the capacity, who had the resources to do whatever he wanted to do in order to find happiness. We find out that as Solomon, who writes the book of Ecclesiastes, tells us, he tells us all these different things that he tries. What he's seeking to do is find what is something that drives man, what is something that drives women, what is something that drives children, people, humanity, to just keep going when everything seems vain and everything seems meaningless or everything seems frustrating. And so he goes through, because his resources are unlimited, if you'll keep that in mind, he goes through a whole litany of things. He goes through searching in through knowledge and wisdom, talks about that in Ecclesiastes 1:12-14, finds out that's not the answer. He does it in partying and drinking wine. I lived in Temecula, it's wine country, part of wine country in California. Solomon had more wine than these people could ever dream of. He talks about that in Ecclesiastes 2:1-3. He talks about building a house, personal accomplishments, doing a garden. He had artistic works involved. Everything you can imagine Solomon was doing. I mean, he was doing it all. He's creating gardens. He had amassed a ton of wealth. He had high levels of entertainment. He had male and female singers. The guy had more sex than any person could ever even imagine. And he had superiority and control. And he gets to Ecclesiastes 2. And when he gets to Ecclesiastes 2:10-11, he says, "When I surveyed all that my hands had done and had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun." He could not reach the level of satisfaction that he was searching for. That was his conclusion. He poured resources. He did a lot of stuff. So he gives two hints, two declarations, I should say, not really hints, to help us understand what is the answer to pursuing happiness. Ready? Here it is. I'm telling you, this is the biblical answer. There's no other. Here it is. Ecclesiastes 2:24-26a. A person can do nothing better than to eat, drink, and find satisfaction in their toil. This too I see is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases God, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. The answer, Solomon said, is God has to give it. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12 through 13. I know there's nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is a gift from God.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.